Welcome to your five for the day. Morecambe and Wise were appearing at the Coventry Hippodrome. An attractive but as yet little known dancer carried her bags through the stage door. Her name, Fiona, was not on the billboard or in bright lights. That booking was to lead to a long-lasting friendship with Eric and Joan Morecambe. As far as belief was concerned, Fiona mistakenly thought that by going to church, trying to live a good life and helping people, she would tick all the boxes for her to get to heaven. She'd been brought up thinking that God was wagging his finger at her, telling her that she was not good enough, and that she had to do this and that in order to please God. The Morecambes were really good to her, and Fiona was always welcome at their home at weekends. On one occasion, whilst watching television, Roy Castle appeared on the screen. On a very stupid impulse, she asked Eric if he would introduce Roy to her the next time they worked together. Not long afterward, Fiona found herself travelling with Joan to the Wood Green Empire, where Roy was busy with his live television show. Eric took her backstage to Roy's dressing room to introduce her to him, saying, "Roy, this is Fiona. She's madly in love with you." Blushing to the very roots of her blonde hair, Fiona wanted to curl up and die. Roy looked equally shy and was struck dumb. Neither of them could think what to say. Later, they all went out for a meal together, and the relationship, despite its unusual beginning, blossomed with marriage and four children, making up a very happy family. Fiona was still going to church each week, but Roy used to tell her, "I don't know why you bother, because by the time you've got everybody ready in the car, you're in such a foul mood, it can't possibly do you any good." Fiona had everything materially, but emotionally, she was falling apart. Eventually, it all came to a head, as she thought to herself, "I can't go on like this." What Fiona did next is to be recommended to anyone who finds themselves at a crisis point in their lives. She cried out, "God, if you are there, you've got to help me, because I can't go on like this anymore." That was all that she said, but she meant it. Before she could even get up off her knees, the phone rang. The person on the other end was a woman who she had met only a couple of times. She would have never expected her to phone her socially, but she did know that she was a Christian. The woman just said that she did not know exactly why she was phoning Fiona, but that she had been on her mind recently, and would she like to go over and have a coffee and talk together? Fiona recognised this as God's answer to her prayer for help and totally confided in her. All her problems came pouring out and the lady was a good listener. Kindly, she asked Fiona a challenging question. "You know you think you are a Christian because you go to church. Have you ever invited Jesus to come into your life?" Fiona's immediate response was, "No, I didn't realise you were supposed to." "Well, don't you feel it's about time you did?" The answer came back, "Yes." And with a very simple prayer, meaning every word, Fiona said, "God, please forgive me for the mess I've made of my life. I recognise the way I've tried to run my life hasn't worked. So please come into my life and take it over and see what you can do with the rest of it." That was all. Fiona felt peace flowing over her, and she was able to let go of all the stress and strain, anxiety, fear and worries. It was like healing oil had been poured over all the hurting areas of her life. She knew she was different. Something incredible had happened. It was that simple, and it worked. May God bless you again today. Thank you for listening.